USA Radio News.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has updated its guidelines for fighting coronavirus, saying it would no longer recommend restrictive measures like quarantining after exposure to an infected person, social distancing, and testing to screen for symptoms. The decision to revise the suggested protocol stems from the recognition that the vast majority of the U.S. population has, at this point, acquired a level of immunity, either from vaccination or infection. Western countries agreed to continue long-term funding to help Ukraine's military keep fighting, saying 1.5 billion euros have been pledged so far and more is coming. It's been nearly 5.5 months after Russia invaded Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
3 people are dead after a house exploded in southern Indiana. Officials have confirmed dozens of firefighters responded to the scene after a blast had occurred.
Unfortunately, 3 victims died as a result of the house explosion, and our heart goes out to those families affected by that. No cause is determined at this time. 39 homes were damaged to varying degrees. 11 homes are uninhabitable.
That was the Evansville Fire Department chief. The cause of the explosion is currently under investigation. PPI remains very high.
The Producer Price Index program measures prices for everyday necessities. It remains at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its PPI is nearly 10% in July from the previous year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The House is expected to vote on a reconciliation bill titled the Inflation Reduction Act on Friday. The Senate passed the measure on Sunday with Vice President Harris casting a tie-breaking vote. The bill would head to President Biden's desk if passed in the House. AAA is reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is $3.99 a gallon. That's 80 cents higher than it was 1 year ago. But that's no problem, according to Democratic Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts. He believes everyone should buy an electric vehicle.
We are going to ultimately say to the American people, there's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents for your payment for your all-electric vehicle to be able to move you anywhere you want in our state or in our country.
The average cost of an electric vehicle is $67,000. Russian officials are negotiating with the United States over a prisoner swap to bring home Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. The WNBA star and former Marine will be released in exchange for Victor Boot, a Russian arms dealer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.